Let's listen to Donald Trump from yesterday. The Republican frontrunner was asked about a man who punched a protester at one of his rallies in North Carolina. Trump claimed he does not condone violence and added this.
The man got carried away. Right. He was 78 years old. He obviously loves this country.
That's Trump on NBC's Meet the Press yesterday.
And let's turn now, as we often do on Monday mornings, to Cokie Roberts. Cokie, good morning.
Good morning, David.
So Donald Trump saying that a man who punched a protester at his rally obviously loves his country. What do you make of all that?
And he says that he might pay his legal fees.
Pay the legal fees for the man who did the punching.
Right. It has been a very interesting several days of rallies where there have been protesters, where there have been protesters carried out, where one rally that was canceled because the violence was expected to be so great. And Trump's opponents on the Republican side saying it's getting harder and harder to imagine supporting him as the nominee. And at least one Republican operative, Stuart Stevens, saying this is like the George Wallace rallies of 1968. The difference is that the Democrats disavowed Wallace and that the Republicans haven't disavowed Trump. It's been a very tense time. But look, we have tomorrow with big primaries coming, and he's likely to win at least one, if not many.
Which is a reminder that there are many Republican voters who do want him to be the nominee.
Absolutely. A good 35% to 40% are there for him in primary after primary. And that's the way it's likely to march on until the convention, unless something else happens.
Cokie, I read a column that you and your husband regularly write. In it, you and your husband wrote that the rational wing of the Republican Party has to stop Trump from becoming the nominee. Tell me why you wrote that.
Well, because of these kinds of problems that you're seeing, the kind of violence, the kind of rhetoric, the divisiveness, the sense of attacking Mexicans and Muslims and women and disabled people and John McCain, and you are seeing, that column was right after the South Carolina primary, you're seeing now lots of Republicans who have come forward and tried to stop Donald Trump, but they have not been able to do it because he does have this substantial plurality in the primaries. And look, David, we've talked about this. There are a lot of voters who are furious with Washington, with both political parties, with Republican in several of these states. We've asked the question in the exit polls. Do you feel the Republican political leadership has abandoned you? And half of the people or more say yes. Mm-hmm. So you understand why they want an outsider.
Cokie, can I just ask you, I think a lot of our listeners might be surprised to hear you take a position in a column on a candidate. I guess it's worth reminding people kind of your role. I mean, you're a commentator. You're not an NPR staff member. You know, people who work for NPR wouldn't take positions on candidates. But remind us of your role as a commentator. How do you see it?
I have not been on staff at NPR since the early 1990s, so about 25 years. So this has been a different role. I do not take partisan positions because I'm not a partisan. But there are times when I certainly have taken positions on issues and on people.
Can I just ask you something on a personal level? I remember interviewing you when I was in college, and you actually gave a speech that was one reason that I went into this field of journalism. And I mean, objectivity is so fundamental to what we do. I mean, can you blame people like me for being a little disappointed? I mean, to hear you sort of come out and take a personal position on something like this in a campaign.
Yes, I can blame you for being a little disappointed because I think it is a different role. If I were doing it in your role, you should be disappointed. Or if I were doing it covering Capitol Hill every day, I can't imagine doing that. But the truth is, this is a different role. And there are times in our history when you might be disappointed if I didn't take a position like that, because we are going through a very, very divisive time. And that's not what this country's about.
Well, Cokie, say a little more about that. Why this moment? Why this man?
Because this country has gone through an enormous history of division and trying to make it better. And I've lived through a lot of that history. And I think that to go back in time to a place where people are separated by race and by ethnicity and by sex is not the way the country should be headed. And I think it's bad for the country, and I think it's bad for our position in the world. And at some point, people who are in the role of commentators need to say that.
All right. The views and thoughts of Cokie Roberts, who joins us most Mondays on the program. Cokie, have a good week. Good to talk to you as always.
Okay. Thank you, David.